With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Hi everyone, the Gazette has a new name. It's now called Nostalgia USA, and each month it's getting better. A real entertainment experience. And within each issue, there will be special pricing on selected old-time radio DVD.com collections, only available to our subscribers of the Nostalgia USA. Take advantage today by subscribing at oldtimeradiodvd.com. Nostalgia USA, special pricing. What a combination. Go to oldtimeradiodvd.com today. You'll be glad you did.
Let's now join our featured presentation.
Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Episode 5, The Millennium Falcon Pursuit. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there came a time of revolution when rebels united to challenge a tyrannical empire. Now it is a dark time for the rebellion. Darth Vader, with an Imperial Starfleet at his command, has attacked the rebels' fortress base on the ice planet Hoth. Stormtroopers assaulting the base in walkers, enormous armored war machines, are about to breach their defenses. The rebels are rushing to evacuate the base as the Imperial ground commander inside the lead walker prepares for a final assault.
Planet, what is the distance to the rebel power generators?
17.28, General Beers.
Very good. We're within range. Have all walkers redirect their fire at the generators, maximum power. And open a comlink channel to Lord Vader's ship.
Yes, sir.
Lord Vader, General Beers here. The rebel defensive shields will be down presently. You may begin your landing approach.
Princess, I just want to get you down this tunnel and out of the base. Try and do somebody a favor. What do you got? Look out! Look out, Leia! Get back!
I'm fine. Just let go! You all right?
Yeah. The tunnel's never going to be the same. They must have hit the power generators. Oh. Transport, this is Solo.
Transport here, Solo.
You better take off right away, boys. The south tunnel's collapsed. We can't get to you. I'll get the princess out of here in the Falcon.
Copy, Solo. Move fast. You're only one step ahead of the stormtroopers, and good luck.
Always gets me nervous when people start wishing me luck. All right, the last bus is loading out, princess. Come on.
Looks like I'm with you,
Your Highness, thank you so much for waiting.
Come on, 3PO.
What has happened to the tunnel?
Hurry, there's no time!
But where are you going? Come back!
Into the hangar. Maybe the power door will hold it for a while.
Han, why is it life's one big foot race when you're around?
You got me. Come
wait,
on, get inside.
Wait for me! Captain Solo! Your Highness, please come back! A power door in my face. Typical.
You too, Creepio.
Oh,
get in there! Everybody into the fog.
Quickly, Creepio!
Well, I'm afraid I wasn't programmed for speed, Your Highness. Wait!
Hurry,
I'm being as fast as I can.
You're just in time, Shiny. We're raising ship. Come on!
Run!
never end! Goodbye.
How's this tree? It
would help if I got out and pushed.
Yeah, it might.
Sir, might I suggest...
Don't push it, Smiley.
It can wait.
So, let's lift off.
What'd he say?
He says the reactors are going down. Still gonna lift off.
I am compelled to object, Captain. You will either cause the Falcon's power plant to explode, or...
Or we'll get captured by the Empire. She won't let us down.
You were saying?
Minor adjustment here.
See?
Buckle yourself in, sister.
Oh, my! The stormtroopers!
Well, let's see the famous Han Solo solution. Get us out of here!
They're firing on us.
The engines are giving out. Open up with the forward gun pod, Chewie. Get ready to switch over power systems.
The stormtroopers, they're falling back.
Let's just hope we don't have a burnout.
They're setting up a cannon.
Nah, quit worrying. The shields will hold. Bring up the engines, Chewie!
What did I tell you, Princess?
Someday you're gonna be wrong, Han, and I just hope I'm there to see it.
Blast those troopers, partner! Let's make our action! Nice shooting!
Look! By the power door! Vader!
Goodbye! We're finished!
Shut up. Punch it, Chewie! Atta girl!
My imagination, or did Vader have a sort of dumb look on his mask as we left?
What's that alarm flashing?
TIE fighters right on our tail.
What a life.
Charge main gun batteries, Chewie.
Glad you guys are still here.
Where were you?
Yeah, you made it just in time, Luke. We tried to find you earlier.
This is the last evacuation group.
Hey, you should be gone already. How come you're still hanging around?
Well, we sort of got delayed, a little bit of this.
A little of that.
Yeah, while we were...
While you were waiting for me. Right. Thanks, guys. What about the base?
The stormtroopers are already inside. Everybody who could got clear.
The princess?
Well, she got out with Solo and the Falcon.
Oh, then they're safe. Great! I saw the Falcon take off.
Look, we're out of time, Luke. Your X-Wing's ready.
Okay, I'm with you. Everything set, R2? Don't worry, R2. We're going.
R2's got the coordinates for the rendezvous. We're gonna regroup out beyond the Galactic Rift.
Right. You better get to your ships. Let's lift off.
Luke, the stormtroopers have captured the base. No covering fire when we run the blockade.
We'll make it. The Starfleet must be pretty scattered by now from chasing all the other transports.
We're just gonna have to trust to luck.
Luck, right. Get to your ships, you meatballs. We're lifting off.
There's something new on the sensors.
I know, I see him, Chewie.
What is it?
Star Destroyers. Two of them coming right at us.
Sir, Captain Solo.
3PO!
Captain Solo, would you be so kind as to take under consideration the possibility...
Shut him up or shut him down.
But I was merely attempting to be of assistance, Captain Solo.
They're on us. Chewie, check the deflector shields. You can't take much more of this. Well, we can still outmaneuver them.
The Star Destroyers are converging on us.
Yeah, let's just hope they're watching us.
Captain Solo, they're practically upon us.
Just stay grim.
Collided.
That's kind of what I had in mind.
But the TIE fighters haven't abandoned the chase.
Prepare to make the jump to light speed, Chewie.
But Captain Solo!
Those TIE fighters are getting closer in a big hurry, Hotshot.
Yeah, well, watch this. Hold on, you Imperial suckers.
Watch what, Han?
I think we're in trouble.
If I may say so, sir, I was trying to tell you earlier that I noticed that the hyperdrive motivator had been damaged. It's impossible to go to light speed.
We're in trouble.
The TIE fighters are coming in again. Break right. Break right, Han!
This is going to be a little tougher than I figured here.
What do we do now?
You and 3PO fly this thing. Me and Chewie will have to repair it.
But, Captain, the optimal projections give you a margin of time that can barely allow for a favorable resolution.
Hold pilot seater airlock, 3PO. What's it going to be?
Pilot seat, please.
Come on aft, Chewie. Just keep this thing headed in one direction. Me and the Wookiee will do the rest.
Captain,
Everything all right back there, R2?
Luke, my scopes are picking up two Imperial Star Destroyers.
I see them too, Terran, but they're too far back to give us any trouble.
Uh-huh.
Another couple of seconds and we'll be ready to go to light speed.
Whenever you give the word, Luke.
Right. Listen, those destroyers might still try something. Wedge, you go on ahead with Terran. Make the jump to light speed. I'll stay back and cover for you and then follow when you're clear.
Luke, are you sure? I don't think that Imperial can catch us now.
Well, I'm just gonna have to... What? No, R2, I don't want you to program the jump. Not just yet.
Luke, is your R2 unit okay? What's the problem?
No problem, Wedge. Just get going and good luck.
Yeah. All right, if you say so, Luke. See you at rendezvous, Rogue Leader.
R2? Get set to come into a new course as soon as they're safely away. What? There's nothing wrong, R2. I'm just changing our destination. We're not going to regroup with the others. We're going to the Dagobah system. No, R2, that's all right. I'm just going to keep the ship on manual control for a while, thanks. I have to go there, R2. It's just something I have to do, that's all. Well, thanks for worrying about me. But I'll be all right, I promise. Now hold on, little buddy. Prepare to accelerate. Course engaged for Dagobah.
How are repairs proceeding, Princess Leia?
I don't know. The two of them are back there yelling at each other about Hydra's banners and alluvial dampers.
Oh dear! The Imperials are upon us again! This is the end, Your Highness! I never say goodbye to R2.
That isn't cannon fire.
What?
Look out there.
Asteroids. The sky is filled with asteroids. Oh, no!
Here comes another! Han, you and Chewie get up to the cockpit right now.
It just doesn't seem fair, what with all the other problems we have. Will the deflector shears hold?
Not if we hit one of the big ones.
What's going on here?
Look.
More good news. Where are the Imperials?
The ties are closing on us. If we swing clear of the asteroid field, we'll run right into a Star Destroyer.
Okay, Chewie and me will take over the controls.
Fine with me.
Yeah, and with me too, I'm sure.
Okay, partner, set course 271.
What are you doing? You're not actually taking us into the asteroid field.
The Imperials would be crazy to follow us in there, wouldn't they? Hang on to your tiara, Princess.
Dreadful.
Han, you don't have to do this to impress me.
Sir, the possibility of successfully navigating an asteroid field is approximately 725-1.
Never tell me the odds.
Watch out!
And here comes another one.
The TIE fighters are firing at us. They're following us, those guys, aren't they?
One of them hit an asteroid!
You said you wanted to be around when I made a mistake. Well, this could be it, sweetheart.
You take a breath. We're gonna be pulverized if we stay out here much longer.
I can argue with that.
Pulverized? Well, there must be some alternative.
I'm going in closer to that big asteroid.
Closer?
Closer? We'll crash!
No, I'm just gonna hug the surface. Let's see how good those guys are. Come on.
Han, this canyon's too narrow, and it's getting narrower!
Yeah, that's the idea. We still got those ties.
But the Millennium Falcon can't fit through that opening.
She's wide, but she's flat, Threepio. We can make it sideways. Hold on tight!
We made it. We're alive.
Alive?
Well...
Traveling with you is never boring. I'll say that for you, Solo. What about the TIE fighters?
They hit the canyon walls. Guess it's time to look around for a landing spot. That cave down there looks pretty good.
Yeah. It's a suicide.
That'll do nice. Ease her down, Chewie.
But why a cave, Your Highness?
Gotta make some repairs on the ship, 3PO.
I just hope you know what you're doing for a change.
Yeah, me too.
Vader, we have an urgent signal. I hope this interruption isn't...
You may approach me now that my helmet is in place,
appeared.
Were you shocked by what you saw?
Lord Vader, I was behind you. I only saw the back.
I'm aware of what you saw. You know that I am not to be disturbed when I am in my meditation chamber. There had better be an excellent reason for this intrusion.
The Starfleet has sighted the Millennium Falcon, my lord. We pursued her into the asteroid field, but we lost 4 TIE fighters in the chase. She's in among the asteroids.
Asteroids do not concern me, Admiral. I want that ship and her crew and passengers, not excuses. Do you recall the fate of Admiral Azel?
It is difficult to forget such a sight, Lord Vader.
As it was meant to be. Now go, and get me the Millennium Falcon.
Check on the vector guides, too. Maybe that's where the problem is, Chewie.
Hey, how's the transition rig looking?
It'll be fine if you just let me work.
Don't be so touchy. Looks like I'm gonna have to shut down everything but the emergency power system.
Captain Solo, I'm almost afraid to ask, but does that include shutting me down, too?
Nah, 3PO, I need you to talk to the Falcon and find out what's wrong with the hyperdrive.
Oh.
You and her speak the same language.
That is the third disturbance we've experienced since landing in the cave, Captain. It's quite possible that this asteroid is not entirely stable.
Not entirely stable? I'm glad you're here to tell us these things, 3PO. Chewie! Take the professor here back to the tech station. Plug him into the Falcon system.
Really? Sometimes I just don't understand human behavior. After all, I'm only attempting to perform my function in the most expeditious and efficient manner.
He's doing his best to help, you know.
Huh? Oh, look out!
Hey! Hands off!
Just looking out for my crew, Leia.
Come on, let go! Please.
Don't get excited.
Captain, being held by you isn't quite enough to get me excited.
Sorry, sweetheart. Just haven't got the time for anything else right now.
One of these days, hon. One of these days.
Dear, dear. Where is Artu when I need him? What an incredible mess.
How's it going on the hyperdrive, 3PO? Is it fixed yet?
Captain, I don't know where the Falcon learned to communicate, but she has the most peculiar dialect.
Don't knock her.
No, she's very intelligent, but she can be so rude at times.
Well, it comes from hanging around with me and Chewie. You're liable to start doing it yourself. What'd she say?
I believe she says that the power coupling on the negative axis has been polarized. I'm afraid you will have to replace it.
Well, of course I'll have to replace it.
I'll go and see about the transition apparatus, sir.
Hey, Chewie!
I must admit, I never thought I'd see myself.
Who or where you wanted? Look, I've been thinking. We'd better replace the negative power coupling.
What's the matter, Princess? You need a hand with that? Let's see here. Hey.
What I don't need is your arm around me.
Look, Your Worship, I'm only trying to help here.
Would you please stop calling me that? You make it so difficult sometimes.
I do. I really do. I know that, Leia. Come on, though. Admit it. Sometimes you think I'm all right.
Occasionally, maybe. When you aren't acting like a scoundrel.
Scoundrel? Scoundrel? I like the sound of that word. Hey, it looks like you skinned your knuckles.
Let go of my hand. It's all dirty.
My hands are dirty, too. What are you afraid of, Leia?
Afraid?
You're trembling. Did you know that?
I'm not trembling. Please let me go.
You like me because I'm a scoundrel. There aren't enough scoundrels in your life.
I happen to like nice men.
I'm nice men.
No, you're not. You're...
Captain Solo! Sir, I have been talking with the Falcon.
Let go, Han. Please.
I have isolated the reverse power flux coupling that has been plaguing us, sir.
I'll go take a look at it. Good work, 3PO. Really, good work.
Yeah, thank you, 3PO. Thank you very, very much.
Oh, Captain Solo, you're perfectly welcome. I'm sure.
right.
There's something out there in the cave. I just saw something.
Maybe you were dreaming.
I was not dreaming, you simpleton. See? It left that goop smeared on the canopy.
Listen. Highness is right. Listen.
I'm going out there.
Are you out of your mind?
Look, I just got this bucket back together. I'm not going to let something tear her apart.
Okay. Then I'm going with you.
Whatever you say. You too, Chewie. Break out the breathing mask and get your boat cast.
Pardon me, sir, but I think it might be better if I remain inside to guard the ship.
Yeah, suit yourself, 3PO. Let's go, princess.
Sure feels strange. Ugh. Feel like rock or soil. It's too squishy and slick.
There's not a lot of moisture in here. It's pretty warm for a cave, too.
And I have a bad feeling about this.
You're not the only one. Chewie, keep your bowcaster ready. See what it was you heard, Leia.
It sounded like it was right up on the hull.
Look out! All right. I got it.
What is it?
Just what I thought, a Minok. Chewie, check the rest of the ship and make sure there are no more of them attached to it.
Minok?
Yeah, they stick to a ship and they chew on the power cables. Go on back inside. We'll clean them off if there are any more.
What?
Hold on to me.
These quakes are getting worse.
There was no quake. It started when my first shot hit the ground.
Try it again. What's it mean, Han?
Everybody back in the ship right now.
Beastly, horrid creatures, go away, go away!
I don't think it's wise to try to get
I got no time
right
to discuss
now.
This in committee.
Oh, I am not a committee. Han, you can't make the jump to light speed in an asteroid field.
Sit down, sweetheart, we're leaving.
Look, the cave entrance.
I see it.
The cave is collapsing. The entrance is closing.
That's no cave entrance. It's a mouth, see?
We're inside of something?
The mouth is practically closed. We're certain to perish.
Not if I can help it.
Photoreceptors, 3PO.
We made it. I can scarcely credit my senses.
With no room to spare. Han, what was that thing?
They call them space slugs. It's probably dormant when we landed. We woke it up.
Only you, Solo, could pick a monster's esophagus to park in.
Look, I got us out, didn't I? TIE fighters! The Imperials picked us up again.
They're fine. Why can't I lead the sort of placid existence for which I was designed?
We can't go to light speed here.
We're gonna have to outrun them. Everybody, hold on. Hit it, Chewie!
Unable to escape into hyperspace, the Millennium Falcon is now locked in a desperate race against Imperial warships. Elsewhere, Luke Skywalker is about to enter a new phase of his life as a Jedi Knight. And strands of the future draw the rebels towards new and horrible danger. Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back by Brian Daley. Based on characters and situations created by George Lucas. Featured in the cast were Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker, Anthony Daniels as C-3PO, Perry King as Han Solo, Brock Peters as Darth Vader, and Anne Sachs as Princess Leia. Also heard were Gordon Gould, Sam McMurray, David Rashi, Jay Sanders, and Don Scardino. This is Ken Hiller. Star Wars: The Empire Strikes Back was directed by John Madden with Tom Vaglia. Sound design for Lucasfilm by Ben Burtt. Music by John Williams. Casting and production coordination by Mel Saar. The executive producer was John Boss. Post-production was realized at Studio M in St. Paul on the 3M Digital Mastering System by Tom Vaglia. Star Wars: The Empire Strikes Back was produced by National Public Radio in association with KUSC-FM Los Angeles, with the cooperation of Lucasfilm Limited.